Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, and I'm joined by Will.
Like always.
And today is October 6th, which means today is Rodney's wedding day. But he's got some time to kill, and we haven't done a podcast in quite some time, so we're going to bring you quite a lengthy one today. And we got a lot to talk about, a lot of stuff in the news, Will.
Yeah, we got PlayStation Classic, some leaked footage of another game that we'll talk about later down the road, some reviews. Oh, man, we got you covered today.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, and all that is coming up right now. Alright guys, so yeah, thanks for joining us here on Rodney's big special day. I got all the time in the world now because obviously the wife-to-be is getting ready. Takes them all day, takes us about 5 minutes, put the suit on, slap some grease in the hair.
Yeah, so we're just going to be playing games till the limo picks us up.
Pretty well, it's going to be a good time. That aside, I've had some time to play some games, which is nice. I picked up Mario Party yesterday, so we'll talk about that a little bit later. What about you? What have you bought anything new lately?
I picked up Mario Party, and I also picked up Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Nice! Well, how's that been so far?
I'm only about an hour into Odyssey. I'm taking my time. There's a newer mode I'll talk about in a little bit when we get into a full depth for that. Mario Party is basically what we played last night, very late.
Yeah, but very different from past ones.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, actually. It wasn't as annoying or painful.
Yes, I concur. Anyways, we'll get to the reviews later. We'll first talk about some stuff. Obviously, some of this is old news, I guess, because we haven't done a podcast in so long, or even a live stream. Let's talk about the PlayStation Classic that's been was announced. And
well, it's been rumored for a while.
Yeah, it's been rumored, but at the same time, I mean, I released an article on our website. It seems like PlayStation's always last to kick the ball, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
So, yeah, I mean, Nintendo came up with their NES Classic and the SNES Classic, and there's still the hard rumor of the N64 Mini.
Yeah.
And then PlayStation. I don't know if PlayStation waited on purpose because the 64 came out at the same time as the PS1, or...
I don't know. I think as much as we try to think that's not an easy, very hard thing to make, I have a feeling to take everything that was the PlayStation and bring it back in a smaller form with preloaded games isn't as easy as everyone makes it out to seem.
I don't know, man. You just throw some ROMs on there, like back in the old days when you pirated old games that you couldn't find.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good time.
What was it you used to do as well? Jailbreak your systems. Do you remember back in the Xbox and PlayStation days, you could go into or find a guy that would do it, and they'd put like a black chip in your console.
Yeah, and then your console wouldn't be region locked.
Yeah, and then you could play like burned games from your computer.
Yeah,
yeah. I remember those days.
Yeah, good stuff. We were desperate in those days.
Didn't work. You think my parents would be able to afford me a video, like as many video games as I buy?
Fair enough. Yeah. But anyway, so the PlayStation Classic is going for $130 Canadian, so I'd imagine that'd be $99 American.
Yeah, that's what it says. About $100 price tag for American, $130 for us. It releases December 3rd, the anniversary of the original PlayStation.
Nice, just in time for the holiday season.
Yeah, it does say it's going to come with 20 games. So far, the only ones that have been announced are Final Fantasy VII, Jumping Flash, Ridge Racer Type 4, Tekken 3, and Wild Arms.
Awesome. What about... You wouldn't think they would release the old classics because they just came out with them remastered.
Yeah.
Like Crash... Like
I don't think they'll use Crash Bandicoot. No. They're not going to use Spyro.
No.
I think they could go back and maybe use Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid, Gran Turismo, maybe.
Yeah. GTA. Was there a GTA on the original PlayStation?
No.
I can't remember.
I don't think there was. I think it was the PS2 was when that came along. The first GTA was on the SNES, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was ported, wasn't it?
No, it could have been.
I should actually look that up.
Let's check that out.
That's what phones are for.
Yeah. The interwebs.
Talking about the games, though, the ones that have been announced, what do you think? Like, Final Fantasy VII, that's kind of interesting because they've been promising that remake.
And they did. It's coming out.
Yeah, but we just never know when.
Or is it coming out? I don't even know if it's a remake. It's just a re-release.
Well, it's re-released, but they're remastering it and adding more content and then making it episodic.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, even bigger. Do you remember Final Fantasy VII? Did you play it?
I played... Which one did I play? I haven't played... I never owned a PS. The only reason I know PS1 games is because I rented a PS1 from Blockbuster back in the day.
Oh.
Religiously.
Yeah.
Before Mom got me a 64 and I was insta-sold, and I'm like, I want this one.
Yeah, it was a game. Like, it was huge. I don't really know what they could add to it. I remember wasting quite a bit of time doing my playthroughs.
Was it original release on... Wasn't it on PS2 that it got released?
No, it was PlayStation. Oh, yeah.
When did the first one get released? Like, 80 whatever?
It was, like, one of the first games to have, like, multiple discs.
Oh, right.
So you get to a certain part, and it's like, please insert this.
This is good about the PlayStation Classic. You're just eliminating that... retro technology bullshit where you gotta fucking fiddle around with the discs.
And they still have them, those games that are so long or so big of a map that it'll be like you'll get to a certain part and it's like blank screen. It's loading and then it's like, please insert disc 2 to continue.
Yeah,
and you're like, no, I have to get up.
Yeah. The load times I remember on the PS1 were just goddamn atrocious.
Yeah. Which, you know, now that you think about it, they haven't gotten any better.
Well, with the Switch going back to cartridges, that it's sped up
quite a bit. Yeah. But I mean, disc wise, like for Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, we were talking about it last year. What was that one game? Was it Assassin's Creed or no? Something else that we were playing that had like the longest ass.
Oh, bucket. Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves. Oh,
yeah,
buddy.
It was Sea of Thieves. Yeah, and then I went on to PC and it sped up considerably.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. Well, playing on like disc or on console, I think these loading screens are just a little atrocious.
Yeah, but like I said, going back to cartridges, it's a much easier way of accessing data, which I think even now, accessing like when you have to load your put the disc in and then load the games onto the console, it's improving the load times, but. If you have a USB drive.
And there can't be a skip, I guess, either. Because just like when you watch a blue... they always warn you is when you have a disc in a console, never move it, right? Mm-hmm. Because it could always skip or it'll scratch the disc.
Yeah.
Because it actually has to read the...
Oh, while it's on, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to read whatever's the memory or what's on the disc. With a cartridge, it's in there and it's just constantly, going over the
there was no way they could do discs with a Switch and have it be portable.
Oh yeah,
it would have been a mess.
I was like trying to think of that if they could go back and use like the really small discs, kind of GameCube style, or even smaller with the original PlayStation portable, the PSP.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think with. What I was gonna say is, so I have the external hard drive for my Xbox because it only has a 500 gigabyte freaking hard drive.
I have it as well.
Stupid. Anyways, So if you use USB 3 in the back of your Xbox, that has a faster load time than the internal component, internal memory component.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... so yeah, if you put everything on your external disks, you'll have faster load times.
Oh yeah, but you know, sometimes it's not always worth putting everything onto it, right? That's what you have the console for.
Yeah, yeah. No, everything should be Thunderbolt, super fast.
Yeah.
And every console should have like 3 terabytes of space now, because now games are going to be they're like 100 gigabytes a game.
Well, I was talking to you about it before. I went back and I started trying to play Elder Scrolls Online because we have a Halloween event coming up.
Right.
And I haven't picked it up, I guess, since we started working again religiously. And it needed like a 40 gigabyte update. And then I'm looking on my console because I was trying to like put on Assassin's Creed and a whole bunch of other games.
Right.
And I looked at the total data for Elder Scrolls. Take a guess. What do you think it is?
Oh, it's probably over the 100 gigs easy.
140.
Oh, yeah.
140 gigabytes for this one game, and my console says I have 500, but even when it's, like, empty, it says you have, like, 430.
Yeah. I hate that they just lie about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're gonna...
Where's my 70 gigabytes, bitch?
Yeah. Oh, we need that for, you know, processing the... Well, then make it 571 gigabytes and give me 500. Yeah,
it's the same thing with the Xbox One X. You get the 2 terabyte, right? And then it's like, oh, you have access to 1.7. Like, what happened to those other 200 gigs?
Yeah. So, all right. So, the N64 Mini is something I would definitely pick up. I didn't pick up the NES or the SNES Mini.
I'm tempted to for the SNES because I want access to the Star Fox 2 that was never actually released.
Yes, that'd be definitely worth picking up.
Yeah.
The N64 Mini... What kind of games would you want on that? What do you think?
Mario Sunshine?
That's a GameCube
game. Oh, no, that's GameCube. No, sorry, what is it? Wasn't the first Paper Mario?
Yes.
Yeah, there, Paper Mario.
Paper Mario, yeah. Paper Mario, Mario 64, obviously.
Yeah.
I think they should stay away from games that have been re-released since. Like, Mario 64 was kind of re-released on the DS.
Yeah, but they've done that with all their pretty much N64 games. They were re-released on the Virtual Console.
Not re-released that way. I mean remade or revamped.
Yeah, but
or...
like the classics and these minis, right? They're not remade. They're just ported over and you have this tiny little console.
Right.
So there's no remaster there. You're just getting the same thing you paid for 20 years ago.
Again, price gouging you with nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems the way. Like,
so,
it would make sense for them to announce probably the N64 Mini maybe coming up soon and then have it released before Christmas. It would be great to capitalize and try to take on the PlayStation Classic.
I think they would definitely have their money made for them for sure, especially against the PlayStation Classic. Those two consoles were battling it out even when they were first released.
Oh, yeah.
So, it'll be... I mean...
Well, there's a lot of bad blood between them as well, because Nintendo... PlayStation was never... Well, supposed to be around. Sony was never going to make a console. They partnered with Nintendo to have the Nintendo PlayStation. And that didn't work out. I think there's like 6 of them. I've only seen one in North America so far. And then PlayStation's like, well, if Nintendo's not going to play ball, then, you know, let's do this.
Yeah. You know what they should have done on the Wii U was either a remake of Pokemon Snap or a second Pokemon Snap, because that literally was the perfect console for...
I'm still holding hope for another Pokemon Snap, actually. Like, with the data you could put on a game now, I think it's possible to do, what are we on?
Gen 7.
So how many Pokemon is that?
It's like 800, I think.
800 something, 900, somewhere around there. Like, could you imagine doing an open-world Pokemon Snap game like that? That would be insane.
They should just have that as an add-on to Let's Go.
I'm sure there's going to be some sort of like little capture. You know, you pull out your camera and you can take pictures.
Yeah. So, let's talk about Let's Go for a moment.
Yep.
It's kind of off-script, but... So, they're remaking Gen 1. They've already remade Gen 1 when Generation 3 was hitting a hot topic.
With Fire Red, Leaf Green.
Yeah, so what? Like, are they just going to remake all the games in the Let's Go style? Because they haven't given us a remake of Generation 4 yet.
I don't know. I think from what it sounds like, Let's Go is more of a companion piece to Pokemon Go. And as they said, next year we will get our next, or eighth generation.
You know what would be fucking smart, honestly, would be to remake Generation 4, but make it a Let's Go style, and then that'll be where they release Generation 4 into Pokemon Go.
That would be actually really smart.
Yeah.
But I think for how much time it takes to make a game,
I'm sure they're working on it, and they're just keeping it under wraps. They just don't have the same guy that works at Warner Brothers working for them. So
yeah,
if you don't get that joke, you'll get it later. Anyway, so the N64 Mini, definitely GoldenEye. GoldenEye's not on there; it's not worth buying.
It's definitely been remastered many times, but you're right; it has to be on there.
Yep.
It was the pinnacle of the N64.
It's the pinnacle of the FPS genre.
Oh yeah.
So
I remember playing N64 by myself. There's other games I'd play, but if I was gonna play with friends,
yep,
it would definitely be GoldenEye.
Yep. Speaking of GoldenEye, I saw a video on YouTube. Somebody remodded GoldenEye and made all the Bond characters Mario characters. It was really funny. So Mario,
that would be like, they'd be so short.
And Mario kept, his costume kept changing. Like, there would be one, he would be like dressed up like his Dr. Mario outfit, and then when he was in the forest, that one where you fight Xena or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's in the forest, he's in his, like, Hawaiian shirt from Mario Sunshine, and he's got his sunglasses on. I died laughing. It was super funny.
Oh, that would be great.
His arms were, like, super skinny, like looked like twigs.
Yeah.
So he would go to, like, beat, like, SWAT and beat down somebody when he's unarmed, and it's like a stick.
I'll stick you, y'all.
Yeah, it was really funny. I can't remember. I'll see if I can find the video again, and then maybe put it
on our page.
Yeah, put it on the page. But it's really funny. Anyways, so yeah, GoldenEye is definitely one. I really enjoyed The World's Not Enough.
That was a good one. Was that on N64?
That was 64, yeah. I really enjoyed the multiplayer, honestly.
Yeah.
But they didn't make a remake that one. It's just, why would you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remake Bond games unless it's GoldenEye, because GoldenEye was, like you said, legendary as fuck. what other games? I'm just trying to think of other platformers. Oh, did you ever play a game called Glover on the 64?
No.
It was fucked up. It was modeled very similarly to Mario 64. Whereas this evil magician, I can't remember what happened to him, but he was making a potion and the potion backfired, and then one of his gloves fell into the potion and turned evil, and then his other glove was trying to, like, save the world and, like, reverse the spell on the evil glove.
Okay, I think I remember that.
Yeah. So, that game was interesting, but I doubt that'll be on the Mini.
Mario Kart 64?
Mm. Yeah, maybe. Possibly. That was a good game, though. Like, I still know all the speedrun tricks.
I'm pretty sure Perfect Dark will be the original.
Yeah, the original.
But I think
Microsoft
bought the rights when they took over the...
Yeah, but I think we have this conversation before. Like, even though they own the rights, Nintendo still owns the game.
Yeah, but I don't think they can re-release it. That's the thing, because the IP is now under Microsoft.
Hmm. Well, then would that be the same for DK64 and all them? Or not, that because it's Rare?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a fucking huge blow to the 64 Mini. So I hope they can work around that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just a piece of paper that they just go, hey, sign this.
Hopefully. Microsoft seems to be more negotiable right now with working with Nintendo, so it would be great to see them partner up.
For sure.
Star Fox?
I don't know. They've re-released that game, like, so many times. It's just...
One I want, but I don't know. Conkers?
Yeah, no, that won't happen. No. Maybe. The original Smash, maybe?
Yeah.
Possibility. Pokemon Stadium for sure will be on there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Maybe Star Wars Rogue Squadron was a great game.
Yeah.
Kind of took after Star Fox in its own way, but...
I had the fucking game in my hand, and I wanted to play it, and the cartridge never worked.
Seriously?
Yeah, I was so choked.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah,
that was a great game.
So I hope it's on there, because I want to play it.
Yeah, Rogue Squadron, one of my favorites. Yeah. Wave Race?
I never played Wave Race. I actually played a lot of 64 games. Command & Conquer, the original, was on the 64.
Yep.
That was good. Chopper Attack, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yep. I can't even remember. I think it's like
Attack Chopper.
Yeah. I think that's what it's called. We can get my 64 bag and we'll just pull games out right now.
Well, I'm looking at games right now. We got Turok.
Turok was good, yep.
Yeah. Bomberman 64.
That's got to be on there for sure.
Yoshi's Story.
Fuck, that game pissed me off.
I thought that was really hard, actually.
It was hard, but there's no save function, so you had to do it all in one go.
Yeah. I don't think they'll use Pilot Wings.
No. I doubt it.
Mario Party, Rayman.
If they release Mario Party, that'll be such an insult.
Yeah. Oh, Harvest Moon 64.
Yes.
I think it has to be on there.
That'll for sure be on there. So, anyway, so those are some games we would like on the system, and they better be on there.
I'd laugh if Puzzle League was on there for you. Like, could you imagine? You would be all up in
Has anyone seen Rodney lately? I, like, come out of my house, like, haven't seen sunlight in a month. It's like...
Practicing for the next competition.
Yeah, I'm going to beat that Asian girl this time. all right, so just moving along here. So a couple of other announcements, actually, in the last couple days.
Some bullshit announcements.
Some bullshit announcements.
Well, actually, the first one could work. The second one we'll talk about. Blech.
Yeah, so I'm sure most of you guys know there's a live-action Sonic the Hedgehog in development right now, shooting in Vancouver.
We have a couple friends on that,
yeah. I don't know how that's going to do. I do like the idea of having Jim Carrey as Robotnik, though.
I do as well. Yeah. I think if anything can make that film succeed, it's definitely him.
Yeah.
And not turning Sonic into a douchebag.
Yeah, they could have just went the shitty route and got, like, Steve Carell or something. Could you imagine him as Robotnik?
Just shoot me now.
Yeah. anyway, so they're making a couple more live-action movies. One of them is a Mega Man live-action. So you read the articles on this. Will, you want to tell us just a little bit about it?
They haven't really said much. All they said is that they're licensed now Mega Man out to be a live-action feature. I don't know. If you play the games, there's a story, but you can't really turn the games into a movie. I was thinking if you've ever watched like some of the Mega Man cartoons, like the animes from Japan... That, like, I think it was Four Kids and Fox bought the rights 2 years ago.
Right.
Those could maybe work as turning it more into a virtual reality thing with, like, a boy having Mega Man as kind of his avatar.
Yeah. So, with a lot of big-budget TV shows nowadays, I think any game that gets made into a live action needs to be a TV series. Because it's just too much information to shove into 2.5 hours. And games...
That's what kills it.
Yeah, and games work episodically anyway.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why they don't do that. Like, I think Mega Man as a live action would be successful.
If done right. It's always people that don't give a shit about the game that make the movie.
Yeah, we gotta, like, get producers that are actually know about the franchises, not just like, oh, this looks like it could be popular and make us some money.
Right. Yeah, and on top of the Mega Man movie, which could be successful if done right, like we said.
This can't. This is just
the next
fucking
one,
stupid.
The next one is a live-action DDR movie.
Dance, Dance Revolution.
I don't even know where to begin with this one.
I'm just picturing a movie where, like, some dance, like, kid or girl has to save the world, like, from, like alien robots.
Yeah, yeah.
While dancing.
Yeah, it's what was that dance movie we were talking about yesterday, the other day?
I can't remember anymore.
Was it the one that he went into a coma, that one?
No, well, yeah, we were talking about kicking it old school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's gonna be...
Old school Jamie Kennedy.
It's, no, there's another dance movie I can't remember. Anyway, so it'd be like kicking it old school, but like, they have to save the world while dancing to the fucking... It'll be like Pixels, but like DDR, it'll be
shit.
Oh
my god.
Oh,
I just don't even want to picture it. It's just so bad.
I'm so excited to watch that movie and not take it seriously at all.
I don't even want to watch it.
No?
No, because I'll probably want my 90 minutes back.
We'll make a game out of it or something and film it, and it'll be worth it. So,
we'll turn it into a bad meme.
Yep. Oh, aliens are taking over the world and they want us to dance.
Dance.
Oh, sorry.
Dance.
Dance. So... but anyway, so that's a goddamn hot piece of garbage right there. So,
as Mark would say, hot garbage.
Hot garbage, yeah. So, okay then, let's move on to something a little bit more exciting. Nintendo's patented a phone that turns your phone into
no,
a...
No, Nintendo has patented a case that turns your phone into a Game Boy.
So there's some of these on the market already.
Yeah, so that's why I found it actually interesting that Nintendo wanted to get in on this. Now, we've seen them kind of break into the mobile market in the last couple years.
Dare I say, successfully?
Yeah, successfully. With a lot of money. So it seems kind of interesting that they would actually make a patent for this, because there is tons of them around. But what if this case actually comes preloaded with games?
Oh, like Game Boy games?
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart. Shit, Will, you're a fucking smart. Like, you're a sharp one.
Yeah, like this patent was apparently sent to the office in like March, but it was finally published on the 27th of September. So just a week ago, I guess you would say.
Right.
God, where's the time go?
Yeah, just yesterday we started this podcast at the beginning of the year.
Let's go back to that.
maybe we won't, because you're not as dominant on the microphone as you are now. Hello, everybody. It's Will. It was funny. Anyway.
My robot voice. I should bring that back just as like a joke.
Man, I can't believe I didn't record that rehearsal. That rehearsal is ridiculous. all right, so we're basically 25 minutes in, and that's basically all the big news. Anything else you think of?
Well, I think going back to the Nintendo patent here is they've been trying to do a lot of different things that they're not really branched out for. What do you think about that? Are they trying to get into other markets?
I think they're thinking of the future, because they've struggled in the console market ever since the Xbox and the PS2 came out. So I think
Switch has put them back on top.
Definitely the Switch has put them back on top. But I think they're thinking, everybody has a phone. Why would they not capitalize on something that everybody has?
Yeah, and Game Boy had some great games that, you know, if you have an emulator on your phone, I'm sure you're already playing them.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nintendo. but basically, having a case or something that's preloaded with games would be very smart from Nintendo's thing, because I don't think they could really do a Game Boy Mini. Actually, I guess they could, but like, could you imagine them re-releasing the original Game Boy? That motherfucker was huge.
Yeah.
They called it the Game Boy Pocket. That did not fit in a pocket. I needed like a bag.
Yeah. A handbag or a fanny pack.
You could buy one that was like Nintendo authorized. I think I still have it at my house, and it's like not a fanny pack, but it looks like a camera bag.
Hey, what's in there? Oh, just my Game Boy.
Yeah. That's basically what I walked around with as a child to my friend's house. Because you had to have the big brick that was the charger.
Right.
Couple games, and the games were like, you know.
Yeah, the games were huge, yeah.
Yeah, so you needed like a full backpack.
Now the Switch, the case for it is super small. It's like 4 inches by 3 inches, and then it's got like a couple... Yeah, you can fit probably 20 games in there.
Yeah.
20 or 25 games, yeah. It's great. And I won't even ever buy that many games for the Switch.
No.
So, I haven't bought any online. I bought Crash Bandicoot online.
I bought a couple.
Yeah. But, alright, anyway, so why don't we jump into some reviews? We got quite a few reviews. So let's maybe start with Fortnite Season 6, just because that's a hot Roddy topic right now.
Well, I think we're both a little Fortnite out. I'm back for Season 6, mainly because I have a lot of friends that play it, and I do like playing games with my friends. So
I'm pretty well done playing Fortnite, just because it's just lost its charm for me. I do appreciate that they're updating the game to try to keep it interesting for everybody, but it's pretty repetitive.
I think every shooter is like that, though, and we played Season 5, like...
We played Season 4 and Season 5 like a lot. Yeah.
We'd get home from work after like a 15-hour day and be like, oh, let's play Fortnite for a couple hours. And then you look at the time, it's like 11, and you have to get up at like 4 o'clock. And you're like, I hate my life.
for me, basically, it's a little demotivating that I'm not getting that much better, really. You know, but mind you, we're not playing as often as some of the pros.
Yeah, but I think it's all like, you know, every person has their game that they're really good at. and Fortnite is definitely not my game.
Yeah.
I'm decent, but I'm not good.
Yeah. So, Fortnite Season 6, so they got the, we call it the Sharknado. It's the floating island that was at Loot Lake, and now it's surrounded by a tornado windstorm thing that if you get caught in it, you get sucked up to the floating island. That's the new Tilted Towers.
It's worse than Tilted, because at least with Tilted, you had, like, cover.
Yeah. But, and here's the other thing, too, is when you go there, basically, you like you struggle to find any sort of weapons, or even struggle to make it to the ground around the tornado. Oh, yeah.
I go straight for the first chest or a gun I see on the ground.
Yep. And then if you land at a chest and someone else lands at the chest, and he I always wait, let him open the chest, because there's that split second where you can grab the gun and then take him out. But now they can retreat into the back into the tornado and just totally
and
evade.
Fly around.
Yeah, fly around, find a gun, and then jump back in the tornado. Land behind you and shoot you,
I had quite a bit of fun, though, when the floating island was just over the sports arena.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
But I ran into a glitch I was telling you about. I played a solo game because I died early in the squad game.
No, but remember, the glitch didn't just happen for you. Remember?
Yeah, it happened to everybody else, yeah. So it's over the sports arena right next to Tilted, and you go inside, and it's the big soccer arena, and then right kind of closer to...
More towards the showers.
Yeah, in the showers, you open the door, you walk in there, and then you immediately hit that tornado, and you're stuck in that room. You're basically stuck in free fall mode, and you're in the roof of the showers, and you can't do anything, and I had to leave the game. I was choked.
At least when you're in with a squad, they can break down the walls for you.
Yeah, but it was in solo, I was screwed.
That was so funny, though, to watch.
Yeah. So that's Fortnite Season 6 so far. I'm trying to think of any other changes.
I can't really tell too much about the story yet. It looks more of like they're going with like a Halloween vibe, so you have your corruption and stuff like that.
Yep.
We have our Gunslinger, which is Calamity. We have our level 100 Battle Pass skin, Dire, who's a werewolf. Yep.
And then you had an interesting theory just a moment before we went on the air there about someone was data mining.
Oh, no. I'm going to give a shout out to Trizzo on YouTube. He's not always fully correct, but he's usually pretty good with a lot of the stuff he posts on YouTube. And he was talking about in the data for Fortnite Season 6. It says collision or island collision. Well, the only island we have and that could collide would be the floating one.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how Season 6 might be the end of this Fortnite map as we know it, and maybe starting with something fresh for Season 7.
I still like the idea of having the map interchangeable. Like, for example, like Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, it's never the same dungeon. So, like, just they make basically... hexagonal quadrants, or not quadrants, but like multiple hexagonal shapes, and then they basically randomize each game.
I think it could work, but it would take a lot of data.
Yeah,
for the game, I mean.
Yeah,
because like it's already when you start a match, it's matchmaking me now for like almost 40 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean. Waiting, I can't remember how long my last match took to get in, but it wasn't very long, but it's definitely longer than it has been. I think the population has definitely dropped down since we started playing.
Do you think it's that, or there's too many and they have to match, remember, more islands?
There's probably a lot more variables in play, but...
It's not like you could start a game with like 40 people, right?
I think the entire time you're in that loading thing, it's loading the island.
That's what but I also think that there's definitely more people than 100 that are trying to get into one game at a time, right?
Well,
they have to have more islands.
Oh, I see.
So sometimes, I guess, you know, when you start, maybe you're like number 42 or 43 or something like that, and they have to get up to at least 90 before the game even wants to
start. Yeah, 95, I think, is like the threshold. I think they should have 105 people start, because there's always people that leave.
Yeah, but it doesn't really bother me that much.
No?
Because half the time, like, before I even hit the ground, I always see someone shotgun someone to death.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but the bus, like, literally, when you were able to jump out of the bus, yeah, it's like 20 seconds later, someone's dead.
Yeah, and then you see, like, another person die, and then another one, and I'm like, well, I'm just coming in, so I hope I don't die.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you just jumped, and you're like, oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, this is not going to be good.
Yeah. All right, so that's Fortnite Season 6. Not really as talkative about it as we have been in the past. But
I'm still kind of excited. They have a Halloween event, I'm sure, coming up that I'm definitely going to play. They have some new skins coming out. They're bringing back the Skull Trooper. I'm kind of excited about that, giving them some back bling.
Back bling.
Back bling.
Back bling.
And then as we've seen in the past couple weeks, they brought in that dragon.
That dragon glider is fucking so
badass. It's like the first legendary glider.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to see more legendary items now for pickaxes and gliders because it only went to purple.
Why can't your glider do damage? You can just like glide in behind someone and then breathe fire on them and kill them. You're like, oh!
Oh, yeah. The fire, well, it's like blue fire breath is just amazing.
He looks like Blue Eyes White Dragon, honestly.
Yeah, and I was, well, you don't really get the quote, but I was also, it's the dragon from Game of Thrones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a fancy dragon, then. all right, let's move on. I've been playing Halo MCC again, and the matchmaking's gotten better, but there's still moments, like, I'm sitting in a lobby for, 15 minutes waiting for a match.
I don't want that.
Yeah, so it doesn't happen as frequently as it used to. I think someone told me this that I was playing with the other day. They said that if you're idling, it won't put you in a game. So you gotta click your thumbsticks or something every like so often just to make sure that it doesn't think you're idling and doesn't put you in a game. So
that's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, I kind of like that, but at the same time, I've seen idling players get in all the time. Like it'll be like it's a 4-on-4, but two are AFK. It's like, well.
They still got in.
Yeah. So, unless they're in a party with the other crew or whatever, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm down, like we said. We're going to play more Master Chief Collection coming up. We're going to do our stream soon.
Yep.
We just got to practice.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be good.
But I'm not really interested in going back to the multiplayer if the matchmaking is still going
to... The only reason I want to go back to the multiplayer is to get the achievements for it.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it's going to be tough. But and then that'll be the easiest way to rake up those achievements for it's like play so many games.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of looking at those. I mean, like, fuck. Because, I mean, we raked up basically 350 completed missions on campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Because we played, like, literally no fucking multiplayer because it was broken as fuck.
Yeah. So, that was brutal, though.
Oh, yeah. So we've...
Halo 2 can just suck my dick.
Yeah. So, again, we played 350 missions that all, like...
Halo 1 was fine. Do you... Like, I'm betting 100 of those missions is just regret for Halo 2.
Probably. Oh, man. We so regret doing that fucking game. But anyways, so that's Halo MCC. What else did they really update? I had a 70-some gigabyte update. It was for the 1X enhancements. And
the 1X enhancements, as much as they look nice, aren't worth the data.
No.
I remember like buying like last year Assassin's Creed Origins, and then after the X came out, I transferred all my data over to the cloud and then picked it up on my new console.
Yep.
And it required another 20 gigabytes.
Oh my jeez.
20 gigabytes. Like 2 terabytes is not going to go anywhere.
No. That's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad. I had an MP3 player in high school that was 512 megabytes, and I was like to the moon. I was like, oh. and then someone walked in with their iPod that was like generation one, like looked like a fucking brick, and they're like, oh, it has 4 gigabytes, and we're like, bleh.
Yeah.
Now we're like 2 terabytes isn't enough.
Oh yeah. I remember having those streaming MP3 players. I can't remember. They had like a screen, and instead of just having MP3, like, you could have movies on them as well.
Like the Zune ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. Okay, so MCC, hopefully... I actually been having a lot of fun, and I actually jumped back into it, and I was immediate... It took a little bit to get back into it, playing a third-person shooter for so long. But it's a point and shoot. It was pretty quick to pick up again. So snipers was particularly fun. I like joined a game. It was Halo 3 snipers, and I got 25 kills. I'm like, fuck. But then the other two guys were like, hey man, you want to party up and then carry us? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I like sucked dick the rest of the night.
Which usually happens.
Yeah,
you know, you just give it all in the first game, and then you got nothing left to give.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I didn't do like awful. I was still getting like 12 kills a game or whatever. But it's just so good to play Halo Master Chief Collection again.
I don't know if I'm gonna go back. I just don't know if I want to play the multiplayer. I really want another Halo.
Yeah. Well, if the multiplayer is anything like 5, I'm not looking forward to another Halo, honestly. So.
Well, they said with Infinite they're gonna go back to the roots. So I want like back to Reach.
But what's? Yeah, but Reach wasn't their roots. Halo 4 was their roots. Which Halo 4 multiplayer was fun.
Yeah, but they said they were going back to the basics of Halo. So they still have like a lot of 343 Studios are staffed by a lot of Bungie employees. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh okay, I didn't know that. That's good shit. Okay, so Assassin's Creed. Why don't we talk about that a little bit?
All right, so yeah, I picked this up yesterday. I've only played like 45 minutes, so I can't give a really in-depth review yet. But, you know, you played it as well, PAX. What were your first impressions?
Well, with the combat, I felt the same way when I played Assassin's Creed Origins at whatever PAX that was. The combat felt different, but I got used to it after obviously playing it for multiple hours. But I felt the same way when I played Odyssey. Like, it feels like the combat is just slightly different than it was in Origins.
Yeah, I think with Odyssey, since they're going with an RPG element to the game, which is a first, is they're trying to make it a lot more immersive with the combat.
Right.
Which I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad. Like, they're really focusing on the dodge.
Yeah.
And parry kind of seems up in the air.
Yeah. Parry. Yeah, like I said before, maybe you have to unlock parry.
No, it's there, like, but, you know, you can get it perfectly with, like, one person, but as soon as you have, like, three people trying to get, like, attack you,
right,
it's so hard to pull it off. It's right. Easier just to dodge.
Yeah.
And the dodge mechanic's a lot easier now, because if you hold the dodge button, mm-hmm. you can roll back further. Or further to the side or stuff like that.
Right, okay.
And if you just press it, it's just a quick dodge.
Right.
So if someone's, like, going to do a heavy attack with a sword or an axe at you, you'll just, like, duck under it and then you can attack them. But if you know they're going to go into, like, a combo flourish at you, you, like, just keep dodging, like, all the way backwards.
So does she just jump backwards or she roll backwards?
She rolls backwards.
Just keeps rolling backwards? Yeah. And that's the other thing, too. I like how you can choose a man or a woman.
Yeah, which they said is going to be the stable element now in the games moving forward, which I like.
Yeah, I might choose the woman. I just think women are more stealthy than men.
Yeah, I just picked the guy. I think he's just more badass. You know, like the facial hair, the long hair.
Yeah.
He looks like the actual typical Spartan.
I just think that having a badass chick as a main character would be freaking way better than a dude.
Yeah, and for this game, I really like actually how they've made it to so you can choose your character. You know, just like before, you have your stupid chick in, like, the normal time, I guess, in the future.
Yeah.
And she finds, like, a spear.
Yeah.
And then she puts in the Animus, and they find two separate DNA paths.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, which one do you want to follow?
Yeah.
And then later on, like, at the beginning, you find out, like, as Alexios, who's the boy, right?
Right.
And then you have Cassandra, who's the chick.
Is it the same Cassandra as...
No, it's a different Cassandra.
Oh, yeah. No, her name wasn't Cassandra, was it?
Which one?
In Origins?
No. I can't remember her name, but
Yeah.
But no, Alexios and then Cassandra. So how it starts, like, and there's a cutscene where Alexios is being trained by his father.
Right.
And then the mom comes out with a crying baby, who you find out is a baby Cassandra.
Okay.
So Alexios is probably, like, 7 or 8 by that time, and Cassandra's a baby. I have a feeling if you play it out as Cassandra, it would be the other way, where Cassandra's the 8 or 9-year-old and Alexios is the boy,
right,
who's the baby.
Okay.
So if you buy the game, you'll have to let me know when you play as the chick.
Okay, sounds good. All right, cool stuff. You have anything more to say about Assassin's Creed? I mean,
I'm really happy with the game so far. It's basically, you know, same thing as Origins, but they've gotten rid of and added a few new things. So I'm playing on normal. I didn't really want to go full on this time like I did with Origins and play on hard. That was really stressful.
I didn't actually mind it on hard.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I couldn't take on any of the red helmeted dudes until I was, like, max level.
Yeah, I just found the first one, Talos the Stone Fist, who's, like, a bounty hunter who's after me. I've, like, almost, like, come across him a couple times, but he's only, like, two levels higher than me, so...
Right.
I'll try to get a couple levels on him, and then I'll take him out.
Nice.
But basically, I'm playing on normal, but they've added a new type of gameplay element, is you can play on explorative mode. So it doesn't now, it no longer tells you where you have to go. You no longer have like that compass marker. You actually have to go out and find the place. So you can ask the people like, oh, where am I supposed to go? Well, you're supposed to find them in the mountains, right?
Right.
So you go up into the mountains and then hope one of the question marker, the question marks that you have to discover is where you're supposed to go.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually really awesome. Like, it's nice that they're giving you the option to play it basically like Breath of the Wild style, if you will.
Yeah, which I like because, you know, before you always knew where you had to go and then you'd go off the map or away from the marker to kind of explore more. Yep. Here you have to explore everything to find where you need to go.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they should also have a OCD mode like me that like plans out literally everything I fucking do. So you basically are like, oh, I'm going to hit that and then hit that. Like you basically in your head are ordering where you want to hit
that
stuff.
Yeah, so it'd be like, oh, I'm going to go here first, this second. So as soon as you finish number one, it'll tell you to go to number two.
Yeah, mind you, on that note, it'll be like, yeah, I'm going to go to one, then two, then three, then four. And then you get to one and then in between one and two is something else and you get sidetracked and then...
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably what would happen. But I'll pick this up and I'll probably play it in the 2 weeks I have off between shows. So...
Yeah, like in the first game, you have your all the sword, or not the first game, but Origins. You have like all your swords and other weapons you can get, you know, spears, the axes, stuff like that.
Yep.
And you can still improve them, but you can now engrave them with like properties.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like, you can find the engravings by finding like little quests and stuff like that, or rewards.
Right.
But like the one of the ones I found yesterday was +2 damage for a dagger dual wielding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'd engrave that to your weapon while improving it, making it stronger. So it's actually really cool.
Awesome.
And then your horse, at the beginning of the game, you have like three you can choose from. I can't remember their names, but the one I picked was Phobos.
Mm-hmm.
He was originally white, but then when I picked I put on my skin from the deluxe edition that I bought.
Right.
He's now like a blackish brown with like purple armor.
Now the real question... is do the horses in Assassin's Creed Odyssey have the same realistic horse balls as the ones in Red Dead Redemption 2?
Not that I've seen, and not that I'm paying attention to.
So I don't know how I would feel being the 3D animator on the horse balls for Red Dead Redemption 2.
I don't know how I feel being the horse. Like, what did they do? Like, put some mocap those little balls on his balls?
Mocap sachet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to, like, picture how they did that, or did they just, like, 3D animate it? Like, oh, this is how the balls are going to move when they gallop.
And they were probably being assholes, and they're like, it's like a female, like, programmer's first day. It's like, hey, yeah, you got to do some horse balls, sorry. Like, okay.
Is that not sexual harassment?
That would be super sexual harassment. But at the same time,
is it? But could you imagine? Yeah, like, is that, like, that's an actual...
I think they'd be like, oh, do you need a demo or something? I don't know. That would be a line crossed. But I don't know about actually working on it.
I don't know. That would be an interesting concept to talk to HR about.
I don't... Like, yeah. I don't think she could be, like... I think she would be... have the ability to be like, I'm not working on horse balls because I'm a woman. Or something. I don't know.
I don't know. It's still part of her job.
Mind you, if they're like, hey, Rodney, you want to work on some horse balls? I'd be like, not really.
Yeah. So... It could be sexual harassment there too.
Yes, works both ways. So, anyways, that's literally the first thing I'm going to look for when I'm riding my horse in Red Dead, and then be like, oh, them balls, they're pretty good.
look at them move. little jiggle, jiggle.
Yeah, and then I won't think about it ever again because that's disgusting. But anyways, Red Dead Redemption 2.
I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah.
And they have Red Dead Online, which I'm hoping is going to be similar to GTA Online. Kind of like an MMO style where you can all just get together and do things.
Yeah, it'd be cool if you could start your own gang.
That's what I'm hoping for, and then take on, like, heist quests, rob trains. Don't you think that would be pretty sweet?
Yeah, I think that would be amazing. To put a
heist mode in this fucking game.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I started talking like that.
Very bad accent.
Very bad fucking accent.
But yeah, it's robbing trains, robbing banks. Maybe, like, you meet Jesse James or something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. But
I'm super excited for it. I love the first Red Dead Redemption. Two, even though it's two, it's still a prequel to the first game, but it's not like it's really going to matter. It's still the Wild West to me.
Yeah. I'm most excited for this game. I'm enjoying the community aspect of it as well, where you go into and then make, like, camps or whatever better, like hunting and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then, yeah, like you said, you have to talk to all the people there.
Yep.
Cook might need food to, you know, keep everyone alive.
Yeah, for sure.
Happy.
Yep.
So you'd go hunting. There's little side quests that your camp will give you.
Awesome. Okay, so what does that get released? End of the month, right?
I think the 26th or the 27th. Yep. I'm hoping I'll pick it up day one, but it all depends on how much work we have and how much time I have off that I actually want to start another game.
Well, I pre-ordered Black Ops 4 solely for the beta, and I kind of don't want to play it now. But I'll probably get into it for a little bit. It gets released on the 12th.
Have you fully paid for it?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. I had to pre-order it online or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, whatever. Anyways, a game that came out yesterday, which we played quite a bit of, was...
Yeah, which we're going to play again in a couple minutes.
Yeah, Super Mario Party. It was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Same old Mario Party in a lot of aspects, but...
But there's some different elements, for sure. So, full-ass disclaimer, I haven't played a Mario Party since 8.
That's about the same for me.
Yeah, like, I don't buy every freaking one because there's no point. So, this one seems like they did a complete revamp of, so I was interested in picking it up anyway. So, they've added, from what I can tell, I don't know, about 10 or whatever, or the one with Bowser, but there's items now. So, you can get, like, a mushroom and a golden mushroom and a golden pipe and all the, and they all do various things, obviously.
Yeah.
So, like, mushrooms generally just add to your dice roll, so that's nice.
Normal mushrooms are 3, golden are +5.
Yeah, and the golden pipe gets you close to a star. There's a golden block, which gives you a chance of winning a star or just
coins.
Getting coins, yeah.
Yeah.
So, those items are cool. And then, what else do they got? They got, they got the classic Mario Party mode.
Yeah.
And then they got Toad's Rec Room, which is, just a couple of...
I was kind of, like...
Yeah. I'm sure there's more to unlock. I don't think it's just those four games that we played. But there's one and there's a baseball one. It was fucking hard.
Oh, my God.
It was fucking hard.
That was some bullshit.
Like,
you couldn't time that no matter what.
No.
Like,
anyways, yeah. So you play, it's 2v2 baseball, and how it works is they load a baseball onto, like, a pinball, like, kind of thing, and it shoots the baseball at you, and you have to kind of time it to make it go either really fast or really slow and try to, like, screw up the person so they can't hit it. And then when you hit it, depending on where you hit it, you get, like, a single or a double or a triple or a home run. Or a foul, yeah. And then in the outfield is the second player, and he's controlling 3 pockets that, like, catch the ball.
And that'll be an instant out.
It's instant out, yeah. It's so hard, like, to... Because there's nothing that really tells the batter what or how fast they're going to throw the ball. Like, if you're playing real baseball, you can look at the pitcher and go, okay, he's going to fucking chuck it hard.
Well, here, like, as soon as he pulls it back, right, you're thinking, oh, it's going to be a fastball. So you wind up to swing, and all of a sudden it's, like, slow, and then it takes way too long to reset into a batting pose.
Yeah, and there's no time to react as a player. Like, the CPUs are CPUs, so they can do whatever the fuck they want. But, there's just no time to react as a player. So it was super hard. We tied nothing.
Yeah.
So, but... We only did 3 innings. I kind of want to play it again now that I'm talking about it.
Oh, God. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. Anyways, if we can play with the other 2 fucking idiots that are coming over later.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyways.
And then, what was the rock one?
The rock one. The Rock one.
Remember it had the marching band and...
Oh, that was Soundstage.
Soundstage. Yeah. There we go, yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. So basically...
I sucked.
It was a bunch of rhythm-based mini-games that you had to play, and you had to get the best score out of the whole group to basically win. So there's ones like, punch your hand to the beat... And yeah. Rip out a fucking tablecloth underneath some glasses in time with the music. And what was the other one? There was a marching band one. You had to like lift and lower your baton in tune with the beat.
The whack-a-mole.
The whack-a-mole one was fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did all these mini games regular, and then it asks you if you want to do an encore or not. And then we're like, fuck, sure, let's do an encore. And then it's like... it was the same mini games, but it was twice as fast, and it was fucking hard. It was hard.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy at all.
The NPCs really caught up to us.
Yeah, you could totally... Yeah. You guys call me a cyborg at work, but fuck, I can't keep up with those CPUs.
Yeah, that was insane. And then, what was it? The duo?
The duo. Oh, yeah. So there's the regular version of Mario Party where you're on the board and you're rolling the dice. Speaking of dice, multiple different versions of dice. So you got the regular one, 1 to 6.
And then your dice.
And then each player has their own specific set of dice. So, like, Luigi... I play as Luigi, so he has a 1, 1, 1, 3, 4, and 7, I think. So those are the possible numbers that you can roll as Luigi. And it changes with every character. Now, on top of that, you can also get...
Ally dice.
So you can, if you land on a spot, a specific spot, you can get an ally. So it's anybody else in the roster that's not playing in the game. And basically, they roll... an extra dice for you. So if I punch a 6 and I get a 6 and my ally rolls and he gets like a 2 or a 3, then that adds to my dice roll. So it's definitely beneficial. I think you can have up to 4 allies.
That's what I had, and then I had to let go of Boo to get Bowser.
Yeah, so we had
like all of them.
Yeah, we had all for sure. You can have up to 4 allies, so that really helps you, especially end game when the star is really far away and you're struggling.
Oh yeah, because if you like roll a 1, and then
they cover you and they roll like all 2s, and twos, then now you're going 9.
Fine.
Yeah. So and then you add a gold mushroom to that, and you got like 16.
And then you're just like moving.
Yeah.
But also in that map, remember you can move wherever you want.
No, you're talking about the co-op. So, they have the regular one with the you roll the dice and then you go around in a linear fashion. And then they have another mode. It's a team mode or whatever. So there's no linear board necessarily. It works as a what do you call that when a game works in squares?
I don't really know.
Like basically there's a square that obviously counts as one. Dice like dice position or whatever, so you can go, you can move anywhere you want on these co-op maps.
And there's coins on the board for you to collect.
Yeah,
you
coins
can go backwards, left, right.
Yeah, so you're not always stuck going in one direction. You can go anywhere you want. So the star will pop up in one place, and then you and your partner have to work together. You decide whether you're going to travel together or if one's going to split up and go for the star while the other collects coins and allies or whatever. Yeah. That's what we did, and then. We actually started off losing because our CPUs stuck together and they got 2 stars.
Goddamn Waluigi.
Waluigi and fucking Wario.
Man, they were getting like some high numbers. Like every time they rolled, it was like 6s and 7s while I was getting like a 1.
Yeah, I think that's how the difficulty presents itself in Mario Party, is that they just get higher rolls and way more lucky drops.
We should try on very hard after this.
Oh, fuck.
Just give it a shot. See what
we get. All right. Well, we're going to be playing with 2 other dudes.
Oh, yeah.
So... anyways, yeah, so, they were kicking our ass at the beginning, and then we basically pulled through and just destroyed them at the end. We had, like, 10 stars.
Yeah, if it wasn't for, like, the end game, you get multiple stars, so when you go to buy one, instead of getting 1 for 10 coins, you can get 2 for 20.
Yeah, it was good. The co-op mode was a lot of fun. I had more fun playing that than the regular mode,
I think.
I
did, too.
Yeah.
Because you had more options.
Yeah. For sure.
You had to go backwards, sideways. You had to constantly go into other places.
Yeah. How would you do that, though, with there's 2 other players in the room? Be like, hey, you should go over here so we can fuck them up.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're listening. We're going to not let you do that.
I know.
So, anyways.
Most gonna be sign language.
Yeah. We're going to fuck them up.
I go this way, you go that way.
Yeah. So, most importantly about Mario Party is the mini games. And there's 80 brand new minigames in this game.
And they're very enjoyable.
They are very, yeah.
Nothing hurt my thumb, which is always a plus.
Nope. Some of the
skin's still there.
Yeah, some of the controls were a little flimsy.
Yeah, I thought, what was the one I was thinking of?
It's the one where you have to just move.
Yeah.
And it just felt, there's one minigame I played actually before you even came over. It's one where it's a 2v2 one, and you and your partner have to weave around some pegs and you're tied together by a string, and you have to match. It'll show you like, oh, make this pattern with a string.
Oh.
And you have to match that. And then the fucking controls were driving me insane because like you would walk and he would walk like a fucking duck and not go anywhere. And then your opponent's fight. I was playing with a CPU, so she's fighting me. I'm like, go this way, bitch. Like, follow me. I'm the intelligent human.
And she wasn't.
And she wasn't. Yeah. But we ended up winning anyway, but still, it was just super annoying.
I didn't like the jumping one. That one, like... Mm,
which one was that? Okay.
When you had the... You were on that little... I can't remember the name of it.
You had,
like, the spiked boulder. I can't remember the name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to dodge all those. I haven't found a minigame that I've actually despised yet. I've found ones that I'm like, meh.
I kicked your ass at the ice sculpture.
Yeah, you did. ice sculpture one. The pole one.
You got me.
Yeah, some of them were gimmicky as fuck, though. Like, they're not as gimmicky as the Wii was, but... there was one that was fucking straight out of the bull's ass, which was one? The Rumble one.
Oh, I got that, though.
Yeah.
I won.
So,
just barely, but...
So, they're taking advantage of the HD Rumble feature with the Switch, and they were showing you... They showed you three things that all made the controller rumble, and then they would close the curtain, and then they would rumble... One of those three things, and you had to guess which thing it was. It was fucking hard.
You had to pay attention to that vibration.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, that one
the last one, though, where it was, like, the bricks.
Yeah.
We lost, but we still won. But that was just fucking difficult. I couldn't tell. One guy stomped. One of the wall fell.
Yeah.
And then the other one just jumped, and I was like, what the hell?
I just remember both you and me, you were like, they all feel the fucking same.
Yeah, they did. I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah. So there's only one mode that we haven't played yet, and that's the river mode, which I think we should maybe play a little bit of after I quickly upload this podcast so everyone can hear our lovely voices again. So I think we should try that one out before the other two groomsmen dudes get here.
Yeah, and then we have to get you married today.
Yeah, that's that's later. but I'm actually excited. I don't know, I feel different.
Your minister is fucking savage.
She's fucking super savage. My favorite.
Like,
line.
I don't even want to know what happens if you forget that bouquet.
my favorite thing she said was to one of the bridesmaids, because like we walked up and we're standing there in the rehearsal, and then the first bridesmaid comes up and she's like holding her shoulders because she's shivering or whatever.
It's outside. It's like 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. Like, what did you expect?
Yeah, and then. The minister's like, well, you're holding a bouquet, you're super shitty. And she's like, well, I'm cold. And she goes, yeah, well, tough shit. Super savage.
And then Mary.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty rough.
Yeah, she looked at my friend's wife and she's like, who are you? She goes, oh, I'm his wife. I'm just a spectator. She goes, you're too young to be a wife. And it was just how she said it.
They did not appreciate that comment. I think I saw Josh turn a little red.
Yeah, he was
pretty... And not embarrassed. Like, that was freaking rage.
He's pissed, yeah. what else did she say? Oh, she told the bridesmaids that they need to walk... Like, they have a quarter up their ass.
Yeah.
So that they... So they stand straight. Fuck, that was funny. Anyways, enough about me. I think we should go play some Mario Party, so we should wrap this up. Oh, yes.
One last thing.
It's buried in the notes we have here on the notepad. So there was a... Do you want to say it?
Leaked Harry Potter game footage. I don't even really know what to say about it, but we did upload it to the website. I think it's still up there.
It's up on Facebook. It's not up on Instagram anymore. Yeah. They took it down. So.
Yeah, Warner Brothers is being really protective about this video right
whatever,
now. Yeah,
whatever,
I don't even know.
Yeah. So it basically it's a leaked test footage
that they showed to a certain group of like test subjects.
Yeah, and they all had to sign an NDA so that they wouldn't show or talk about it or any of that kind of stuff. And then some dink
broke an NDA.
So he's
we work in film, so we know this. Yeah. This is probably going to be
his life is over.
Oh yeah, shit's going to hit the fan.
Oh yeah. One does not abuse an NDA.
No.
He's going to get sued into, like, he will have to work 6 lifetimes to pay off this lawsuit, probably.
Oh, most likely.
I wonder if they know who it is.
Well, he uploaded it to Facebook. So
okay, is he retarded?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why wouldn't he upload it up to, like, Reddit or something?
I would have done it to Reddit under a... you know what I would have done? And I'd never do this, but... If I was smart, is put it onto like a memory drive, you know, and take it to like a public library.
Yeah.
Create a brand new account.
Yep.
Then plug in the drive.
Yeah.
Take the video, then upload it.
Yeah.
Because if they have your IP address, you're fucked.
You're so fucked. That guy is a potato. He's a fucking potato.
Oh yeah.
Like, holy shit.
I don't even want to know how much they're gonna sue him for.
Oh,
it's Warner Brothers, so they like the money.
It'd be a couple million for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is something that's never even been talked about, so
no. They
weren't even ready to show it off.
No. That guy's stupid. What you just told me just literally makes me mad. Like, how dumb are you?
But the footage, I'm super excited. Like,
yes.
Open world RPG Harry Potter. You play as a 5th-year student, I think.
Yeah. Which means you gotta write your owls. Better study up.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah, and it shows them having classes. It's a little darker. Like, man, he was impaling some of those goblins.
So yeah, this is taking place in the 1800s, I believe. Like, it's way
18th century. Yeah,
it's way before
the Harry Potter series.
Yeah,
this is like the beginning of Hogwarts.
Yeah, and this is before. No, it's not the beginning of Hogwarts. It's definitely before like the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh yeah,
it's during the 1800s when the goblin rebellions are.
Yeah, and a lot like when a lot of these mythical beasts were still around and safe kept. Like,
because
if you pay attention to like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, a lot of these animals are like
extinct. Endangered
and extinct and stuff like that. So it looks like from this game, they'll be more around.
Yeah. So, yeah, this game. Oh, I'm so excited. The only thing I'm not that excited about is the controller-based combat for Harry Potter. Like, the last Harry Potter game I played was Half-Blood Prince on the Wii, and that was fucking amazing, because your fucking Wiimote was a wand.
Yeah, they had one for the PlayStation with the Move.
Yep.
Which was really good as well. I just can't remember the name. But overall, I'm still really excited for this game. I'm sure from the footage, it looks way past alpha.
Yeah.
I think they're in some sort of beta phase, and that's why the test footage was there. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see an announcement very soon, now that it's already been like sent out there. Like, Warner Brothers can't just wait around a year. They'll lose any hype that they ever could have gotten for this game.
Yeah. Well, mind you, the official announcement will be hyped as fuck anyway.
Oh, yeah, but if they waited to like another 2 years or something, this game won't.
No. It's too polished for us to be 2 years later.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking either December for the Video Game Awards,
because
Warner Brothers has been a big part of that in the last couple years, or early next year, or even E3.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a next-gen game. The graphics look good, but this is definitely still Xbox One and PS3. Or PS4, sorry.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, that's probably what they'll release it on, for sure. It'd be nice if it was a Switch title, too, so you could take it on the go. But
yeah, I'm also excited that it's not following any of the books. This is going to be its own story, so I don't know what's going to happen. And that makes me more excited than anything.
As long as J.K. Rowling gave her stamp of approval, which I'm sure she has, because it's Warner Brothers
producing.
Yeah, but just because some of the fan stuff is really good, but I want it to be authentic.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's Warner Brothers, so she's probably even there helping write.
Yeah.
You know, Harry Potter, even she still owns most of the rights there, so they can't really do shit without her approval.
Well, she makes more money than the fucking queen, so...
Yeah.
And she was homeless or whatever when the first one came out.
Yeah.
So, lucky her.
Yeah.
got a break.
I'm also excited. They were talking about you can be good or evil depending on your choices in the game. So just like a normal RPG.
Yep.
So you could either, you know, be a good wizard or join the dark side and maybe become the next or the first Voldemort.
You could be the part of the House of I can't even say their name. It's the grandfather.
I know.
I can't remember the fucking name.
Yeah.
House of Gond or something.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. I just read the chapter, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm reading Half Blood Prince right now. I read the Harry Potter books like once every 5 years. Oh, the whole series. But
and then it looks like there's going to be classes as well.
That makes sense.
I'm not talking like actual school classes, but like character classes.
Yeah. So
for your skill trees, I guess you could either. Actually, I don't even know. Like, what type of?
It'd probably be. Whatever, like, if you wanted to be it'd be a job after you graduate from...
Yeah.
Right?
But it's also probably, like, I'm sure there's different types of magic. They've never really focused on that. Like, you know, like, there's the defense against the dark arts.
Yeah.
There's the dark arts.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm sure there's different type of magicians. Or sorcerers, or, you know.
Well, no, it's about what you learn. And the fact that you're starting in your fifth year makes me think that you're... choosing your career, if you will.
Yeah.
And then that's based upon what classes you'll take, and then if you graduate from Hogwarts or whatever, because I'm assuming they're not just going to have a linear story and then that's it. It's going to be an open-ended like MMO
almost. I hope so. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
And it's Warner Brothers, so you know they do DLC.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't end it off right there, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the game, they should leave it open.
Yeah. So as soon as you leave Hogwarts, it's like, okay, well, do you want to become an Auror or do you want to become Lord fucking Voldemort?
Yeah.
You know?
Or in the choices you make in the game,
yeah,
should also determine, like, you know, at the beginning, if, say, there's a battle or something or you kill someone.
Yeah.
That should change how the next part of the game will play out.
It would be really cool if you could go out and try to find the Deathly Hallows. Like, even if it doesn't tie into what happens later on. But, like, I think that'd be fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's only one actual Elder Wand in circulation. And then you have to go and find the person who has it and disarm them and fuck. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited for this game. I can't wait for Warner Brothers to officially announce it.
Yeah.
Now that the leak's out there and they have all this hype around it,
mm-hmm,
it would make sense for them to jump on it and maybe release some sort of teaser announcement saying, you know, show off that trailer they just did a little more polished with a little more added content.
Yeah.
And then just say information coming soon.
Yeah. But you could probably craft shit, I imagine, being with potions and stuff.
I would imagine that, like, you know, health potions, invisibility potions, stuff like that.
So, and that's the thing probably with the classes, too. It's like, do you want to be a wand? Like, you want to hone your wand making skills,
yeah,
and then you can make wands and sell them?
Or, you know, fantastic beast tamer.
That'd be fucking cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably what the classes will be. It'll be shit like
or
that.
Or just an evil SOB.
Yeah.
You know? I'd probably do one good playthrough, and then I'd play, like, the as dark as I could play. Just
like,
murder everyone. End of the thing, just blow up Hogwarts.
Oh, man. I don't even think you could. I don't even think that's possible.
Could you imagine, though?
Fuck. Like, it got pretty beat up in the Battle of Hogwarts, but it was still, like, standing tall. So.
Oh, yeah. But they said, like, this isn't the first time Hogwarts hasn't been attacked, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I was always hoping J.K. Rowling would go back and do prequels.
Yeah.
And really explain the more history of Hogwarts and...
Well, she should just write a Hogwarts of history.
Yeah.
So we can fucking read it.
Yeah. Like, you know, where did this fucking castle come from?
Yeah. Yeah. And did four people actually build it, or did they have, like, a team of people building it?
Yeah.
Was
it like the pyramids?
Well, yeah. Slave work.
Slave work for the aliens.
Yeah, Salazar Slytherin. Get all the mudbloods over here. We're gonna build a castle.
Well, that would be Slytherin, but then it would be Hufflepuff as the slaves.
Hufflepuff would be one of the slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Gryffindor should be safe. They'd be like the royalty part. And then Ravenclaw would just be like another slave.
I just see Godric Gryffindor being a fucking majestic piece of work. Just like... on his throne, like got one hand over the fucking sword of Godric Gryffindor, just like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be fucking sweet. What if the sword was his wand? That'd be
so
oh,
sick.
Oh, that would be sick.
Just thinking about him fighting using that sword as a wand would be fucking amazing. I don't know. There's so many things we don't know about the Harry Potter universe.
I know. That's why, like, now that we've seen that they're going to do a game that's not based off of a book,
yeah,
I think they could really expand that universe.
For sure. Absolutely.
I always thought, like, could Harry Potter become an MMO?
Fuck yeah.
Like, could you imagine doing a full, like, Hogwarts Academy?
Yeah.
With, like, the forest and, you know, everything as an MMO?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Everything in the forest would be level 100.
Mm-hmm.
You get fucked. Well, it would be
level 100. Well, it 100. Wouldn't be level 100. Like, the forest would be, like, its own, like, place, but I bet you'd be there different areas that you'd go to.
Right.
And just like a normal MMO, you'd have dungeons, trials, and stuff like that, so you get better gear.
What if every year you go up basically 10 levels?
Yeah. That would be pretty sweet.
That would be sweet, yeah. And then when you graduate, you're level 70, and then you go into the world, and that'd be cool.
I think a Harry Potter MMO would be cool.
It'd be fucking amazing. Oh, yeah. And then you get thrown in the Goblet of Fire and you're level 40 and everything else is level 80. You're like, fuck!
That seems like an MMO.
Yeah, pretty much. So, all right. Well, I think that's it for today. We're like, this is going to be a long podcast and it's only 15 minutes longer than normal. But anyways, yeah, sorry about our lack of content in the last week. Obviously, getting married takes a lot of effort.
And work. I've been stuck at a quarry with no service.
Yeah, you got fucking destroyed at that quarry. anyways, okay, guys, thanks a lot. We want to hear your comments on the new Harry Potter game that got leaked. It's on our Facebook page, the trailer, if you guys want to look at it. It's been taken down, so it's kind of hard to find now. And we also have, we haven't talked about it too much, but Blessed Unleashed is a MMO game for the Xbox coming up, and we have a shit ton of beta codes to give away. We talked to the community manager while we're at PAX, and we're probably going to try to get them on here.
Coming forward, they're supposed to do the first closed beta in November, which we're going to stream.
Yeah, we'll stream that
so
for sure.
So I really hope a lot of you that have Xboxes will join us, and that's why we have these codes for you.
Yeah.
So just send us a message on Facebook, I want to... Bless Unleashed beta code, and tell us your favorite game that you're looking forward to in the next little while, or the one you're playing right now.
Absolutely. Alright guys, if you have Mario Party, fucking send us your friend code on the Switch and we will party up and it'll be a good time. So alright guys, thanks a lot, and we'll see you all on the next one. Bye bye.
Later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.